In the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 6, this is letter number 1851. This is dated, Baruch Hashem, the 22nd day of Elul, Tavshin Beis, Brooklyn. And those, the Rebbe is addressing this to those who are participating in the Fabrengen of the special day, Yom HaBohir, the clear day of the 18th of Elul, which is the birthday of the Baal Shem Tov and the Alter Rebbe, in the city of Toronto. May Hashem be with you. Rebbe says, Shalom uvracha, peace and blessing. It is with pleasantness that I received the notice about your Fabrengen on the special day Chai Elul that has just passed. And it is my strong hope that this day that passed is going to influence an energy in the present and in the future. So in other words, Rebbe wants it to be a continuous impact from their Fabrengen. It should bring out a positive in their coming days. As the expression of the earlier Hasidim, which is been brought down in the talks of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, in the Chai Elul, in the year Tavshin Hei, he said that Chai Elul is the 18. Chai is 18, but Chai means life. Life Elul, the 18th of Elul, is the day that brought in and continues to bring life into Elul. What does that mean? What is Elul? It brings life into Elul. Elul, he says, already explained, even though in a short, in the introduction to the booklet of the 18th of Elul, Tavshin Dal, Kutra Sadik Dalad. So, basically, Elul is the time for teshuva, tefillah, tzedakah, or emiklot, all the various different things. But the Rebbe says, Chai Elul brings an energy in all these services. May Blessed Hashem write you and sign you, each and every one of those that got together with their family members, for Hashana Tova Mesukah, a good and sweet year, both physically and spiritually, and blessing you with all good. So this was a short note Rebbe sending to them, and encouraging them that they should continue their Fabrengens to bring impact into the rest of the year.